Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
No.
Anywhere in the country, worldwide, by the way, I should say. Actually, not just the country. Worldwide, TNTRadioEmpire.com, Alexa plays the show. Or wherever you get your podcasts, every segment's up on the podcast, too, so... In case you missed it, in case you're not up early, and please patronize the advertisers when you hear them on the radio or on the stream. And it's Friday. Remember, Mother's Day is Sunday. I think a lot of us are forgetting. I forgot it myself until I bring it up. And don't forget, because either if your mom's around still, good for you. But if your wife's around and you have kids with her, you better do something.
Yeah, let's not forget today's No Pants Day.
Oh, yeah.
Don't wear pants today.
I did forget.
I wore shorts. Yeah. Does that?
No.
Those
gotta be drawers pants. Or nothing. Yeah. It's also National Cosmopolitan Day. Cosmo the drink.
What's in that again?
That pairs well with No Pants Day.
Yep, it does.
It does.
What's in a Cosmo? It's a chick thing. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Cranberry juice, citron vodka, orange peel, lime juice, and something that I can't read yet.
Yep.
Sounds good.
And a vagina.
So, all right. Vodka is the only alcohol in?
It's citrus, though. No, Cosmo's been around for years.
Yeah.
Before they invented any kind of flavored vodka, Cosmo's been around for years. I don't know. I never drank one. I think I've had a sip of one. You know.
I had a couple of Bloody Marys last night.
Oh, good for you.
Makes me feel like an adult.
Yep. Bloody Mary at night,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, but no. Are you?
No. No. Makes me feel like it.
I mentioned.
I feel like it's tomato juice.
I mentioned a couple weeks ago on my flights, I like Bloody Marys, just basically, you know, light red Marys, basically. Mm. Some guy said they're called Spotty Marys. I don't know if he made that up, but I'm going to call him that from here on out. When the owl donkey asked me when I want my next flight, I like a Spotty Mary.
she's right over there.
It's vodka and Cointreau.
Okay. Yeah.
Triple sec. All right. That was the word puss couldn't.
Well, it's got vodka. I might try a Cosmo
triple
then.
Sec.
Yeah, but it's pink. You're sitting around drinking a pink drink.
I'll do it. If it's at the beach, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it looks
I'm not sitting at the bar with a pink drink.
Looks a little girly.
Yeah.
I have to make a drink before tomorrow for Mother's Day. My brother-in-law and father-in-law and I will make drinks for the moms.
Okay, what's your wife want?
We've got nothing right now. I mean, we're working together tomorrow because Sunday doesn't work. So.
Oh, you make us something special they haven't had before.
We've done like... last year, we got coconuts and sawed off the top of the coconut and put a, a pina colada in there.
Oh, that's cool.
That was good.
That was cool.
So we'd kind of go, like, over the top.
That was just an excuse to play with the power saw.
Yeah.
There's no planning, nothing. Well,
you have nothing now. Huh?
No.
There's going to be something that actually, you just can't make a suicide up, right? Like, it's vodka, whiskey. You have to make something that's actual drink, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But fancy it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about getting little watermelons and lobbing the top off of that and putting like a watermelon margarita in there.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Because now what the problem was, we did this once.
Yes.
And then now it's now it's every year. Yeah. Be like, well, what's next year? Like, I don't know. I got nothing.
Expectations.
Like the first year we did it, we'd got pineapples and like took the middle out of the pineapple and put Mai Tai in there.
Okay. Here's a watermelon filled with Bud Light. Try that. It's simple.
Yeah. Yeah, I could just put a bow on a 12-pack. Like, here's this year.
Well, if the vessel with which you are serving it is not an issue, then there are any number of cocktails you can find that are perfect for Mother's Day, and they start with mimosas.
Ah, yeah, that's just a champagne and orange juice, right?
Yeah, they've got a bunch of them.
Good that breakfast drink.
Perfect for Mother's Day.
Well, you could slice open an orange.
Yeah.
Hollow it out. Put a little champagne in it.
That would be...
Since you seem to like to drink out of fruit in these instances.
That would be odd.
I say you holler out a grapefruit and pour in a nice dank IPA and then hand it to her. There you go.
Yeah, right. You're going to run out of choice eventually, right?
But this one tastes like puke.
Yeah. Well, you could make a Greyhound that way.
How about shots out of your belly button? Or is your other women going to be trying this, too?
Well, yeah, but their dudes would be there, too.
Oh, okay, so their belly buttons. Right. Got it, all right.
Kids, I don't know if the kids would want to see Grandma taking a shot out of Grandpa's belly button. Who knows? It's her day.
Yeah, it is her day.
Ha!
Yeah. I know women love that. They want to drink a shot out of a hairy belly button. It's called the hairy belly button. We take whatever whatever drink you want, and I pour it in my belly button, and you suck it out.
You don't want a drink that gets stuck in your teeth.
Or you could invite Luke over and... Body shots. You could do body shots off your mom. And vice versa.
Be a very special holiday.
Yeah. What am I drinking out of? A black guy.
That stuck to the tape.
Well, you're probably just licking salt off his neck.
Okay. Oh, you've thought of this, apparently. Okay.
My kids would be like, who's that? Luke.
Okay, here's one, Nick. You make a frozen cantaloupe daiquiri.
Oh.
So it's like half a cantaloupe
hollowed
out with daiquiri inside, and it's all frozen.
That's cool. There you go. Yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, I think we really screwed ourselves by the pineapple being the vessel the first year.
That was it.
So if we were just dealing with glasses, we'd
be
fine.
You'd have a ton, right?
Yeah, this looks pretty
easy.
It's
only been 1 year? It's only been 1 year?
I mean, we've done two or three years.
Has it always been, was it always pineapple then?
Then we did a pineapple and the coconut. Maybe it was just 2 years now.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, this actually looks pretty simple, Nick. Like, I think you could make these. It's just rum. It's just rum, simple syrup, lime juice, and cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Blend it all up, and then pour it back into the cantaloupe.
Whatever you took out of the cantaloupe, you put in a blender too.
Right, I got that goes into the daiquiri.
And rum and cantaloupe. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Do they make a bottle of stuff called simple syrup?
Make me one of those. Yeah, they do it.
Yeah, you can buy it.
Bars have those,
and you can make it too. Equal
just
parts water and sugar.
And sugar.
Oh,
okay.
Make them for us, Nick. Yeah, and I'll drink it out of your belly button.
Please. And I'm an Audi.
Isn't that short? Okay. I'll just be like
you had to make it weird.
Okay,
you had to make it weird.
I'll just be like a nipple then. I'll just suck the nipple belly button.
And dip it in the drink.
You're right. You went above and beyond. Now you got to match it every year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We've created a problem.
Yes, you have.
Yep, you set yourself up.
Give her a spotty Mary.
You could do that. Just, slice the top off of a tomato and core that out. Just put some vodka and tomato juice.
Oh, that'd get mushy real quick.
Yeah,
it out of a half a tomato.
Tomato. There's no rind there to keep the shape.
Or cut up a potato in half and put a vodka in there.
There you go.
A what?
Potato!
I just love how it gets quiet, like you're not really even saying anything towards the end, and then it comes back out. It just hangs in the air.
That's Hall of Fame broadcasting right there, brother.
Yes,
it's one of his finest bits.
Yes, it is.
Makes perfect sense.
Which is a low bar.
It's also Military Spouse Appreciation Day.
All right.
What are those guys called?
Jody.
Jody.
Yeah. Right. Jody appreciates the military spouse.
Yeah. And International Tuba Day.
Bush played the tuba.
Didn't.
No, he
didn't. Nope, not at all.
Trombone, right?
Trumpet.
Trumpet? Or trombone?
No, trumpet. Oh. You're asking me? Like, I don't remember?
I swore you were a tromboner.
No.
I played the tuba.
No.
Yeah.
Treble clef bass, or brass.
All right.
You know, we'd have this conversation with his mom all the time, too.
I know.
We just never could remember.
Yeah. Well, she plays a flute. I know that.
Pretty sure the trombone is treble clef, too.
No, it's bass.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
My daughter plays one right now.
It's a bass tuba.
It's bass clef. It's bass clef.
Never do that.
The tuba player at my kid's high school marching band, after the football team scores a point, so every touchdown, they'll take their tubas and raise them over their head for however many points they have. And the team's good. So, like, yeah. Towards the end of some of the games, they score a touchdown, yeah. And they're like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Reluctantly lifting the tuba. Yeah, like, you just stop scoring.
Too exhaustion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got a good football program. They scored a bunch of points, too, this past
yeah.
year.
Yeah. I mean, if you score 60 points in a game, they're like, 58.
In their federal investigation into Josh Duggar, you know, they found images, you know, horrible children images.
Yep.
Investigators found a program installed on his computer that monitored his internet usage and would report its findings to his wife, Anna.
So she knew.
Oh, so she knew, man.
Well,
just that porno,
No.
Hasselback app.
Yeah. Let's go farther into this.
Got it.
The program is called Covenant Eyes. According to their website, the program is an accountability software. It's meant to protect users from objectionable content and help monitor the screen activity of those with porn addictions. The software periodically captures screenshots, which are then analyzed by artificial intelligence, sent to a trusted ally who can hold the user accountable for their internet usage. Apparently, this particular program was unable to detect this guy's internet usage after a password-protected network was installed on his computer. So he was able to get around this thing that was installed on his computer.
It's not foolproof.
Yeah.
Are you looking at
they
kids
found,
again? You
know. They found this child, creepy, you know, abuse stuff on an isolated part of the hard drive that was not able to be monitored by this particular program.
Is there a feature on that program where if you're watching porn, and then whoever's monitoring you snags it, you can say, hey, honey, I like this.
Yeah.
25% off butt stuff.
Can you send a personal note?
Yeah, you're right.
This looks fun.
Birthday?
I like that. You're
this
right.
looks fun.
You're right.
For
I,
me.
I agree with that one, honey. Honey, Jesus. I agree with that too, Todd. You're right. Oh, I figured you'd catch me. What do you think?
So it's all intentional.
Can you bring this to the table tonight?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Right. Hey? Yeah.
Fist City.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
But then she might reply with, can you bring that to the party?
Yeah.
And you would say,
No, I can't.
Yeah, you're right. Be careful what we ask for. Yeah. They may be, they're searching. They're sitting right back here.
I can't, but I'm charming, right?
Sense of humor, right? No. You like sense of humor.
Skittles is suing a THC company for making a knockoff version of Skittles.
They call it something clever.
The only way to make Skittles better.
They call it Kittles.
Skittles could be addictive anyway.
The Kittles name, logo, and packaging, they say, violate the Mars Wrigley copyright of Skittles. And they are seeking a permanent injunction on the sale of products. They want control of Kittles' website. They said they're disturbed to see their trademark brands being used to sell THC-infused products. And who can blame them? I mean, if you're going to make the THC products, make it obvious.
Yeah, that's true. Because you don't want to. It kills kids. Skittles does.
Nevertheless, we don't. That's true.
I'm with you on that.
They have every right to protect their brand.
Yes, yes.
Skittles can get hard to eat.
Yeah, but you get
at the end of a package, like those, my jaw will hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, how is nobody? Because I've seen pictures of the.
You just said at the end of the package, my jaw hurts. That's what you just said, and I just said it too when we left.
Yeah,
I've seen pictures of the Stoner Patch kids.
Yeah,
how have they not gotten sued too?
I don't know.
The packaging is really close.
You know why? Because they're good.
I've heard that.
Yeah, the Stoner Patch kids that I had were obviously came from a medicinal place because they were 50 milligrams apiece.
50,
man.
50 or 60?
Can I buy some pot from you?
No.
Right. No, I'll just give it to you.
All right, cool.
Just ask nice and I'll give it to you.
All right, I'm asking nice.
Live Nation, the leading concert promoter in the world, announced that they have already booked twice as many shows for next year
as they did in all of
2019.
I mean, if I'd have sold it to you, that would be illegal.
I know. That didn't need to be on the air at all. I was stupid. Everybody's going tour next year, right?
Live Nation announced that they have already booked twice as many shows for next year, 2022, as they did in all of 2019.
Wow.
2019, not 2020.
Man.
Well, they got to do some making up. Well, a lot of catching up to do.
A lot of bands are broke. They got to go back out. A lot of bands are waiting until 2022. I was just kind of hoping they'd come back later this summer and into the fall. Some are. But I see a lot of big bands saying 2022, we're back out.
I look at this and I go, wow, that'd be great. And then I think, but there's no way I'm going to have all the money to go to all of them that I want to.
Yeah.
There's going to be a ton of concerts I want to see next year.
There's a good chance two people you want to see are going to be near your town on the same night.
Yeah, that could be too. Yeah. Your concert-going dollar is going to be stretched next year.
Yeah. No, a lot of these bands, that's their biggest source of income. It's touring. Yeah. So.
Right. They've had nothing.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
An Oregon man is pleading guilty to cashing nearly $500,000 worth of Social Security checks that were intended for his aunt. His aunt died 50 years ago.
50?
Whoa.
The reason they started this investigation is because they did the math and figured out that this woman would have been the second oldest person living in the United States of America
at
114 years old.
Yeah, he screwed that up.
Yeah, he did.
He never did the math in his head.
You can only push that so far.
She died in 1971, so this guy's now admitted to cashing $458,000 worth of Social Security checks. Under his plea deal, he's going to repay the money, of course.
What year did she die?
71.
So he had the wherewithal at the time. Hey, they don't know she's dead, so let's keep them going.
Well, the checks keep showing up. And the bank
keeps cashing. And I'm sure after a period of time, he thought they're never going to catch me. And they might not have, except they realized she was, she aged out. Yeah, I think she probably aged out by now. No?
How old is this guy? To keep a scam like that going for 50 years seems like it would be a multi-generational scam.
He's got to be at least 70, doesn't he?
At least. Yeah, if he started collecting when he was probably 20,
if they checked on the lady from Omaha, who is now the oldest person in the U.S.
Yeah, I saw a picture.
If they were suspicious, because she's probably still getting checks and cashing them legitimately, but they might think, she can't be 114.
I saw a picture.
Yeah, she is.
Well, it's got to be hard to call somebody and be like, hey, will you stop sending me money?
Yeah, I would think after the first couple of months, you're thinking, what happens?
No, and then you think, I don't want to go to jail.
And you're also thinking, hey, this is on them. They should know she's dead.
Yeah.
It's not my job to call.
He let it ride for 50 years.
And after about 10 years of that.
50 years!
You don't think you're doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
It's just government money.
Well, in fact, it's fraud.
Yeah. You are, in fact, doing something wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much so.
But if you do it for 10 years and not get caught.
How much was it, Craig, the total? I'm sure you probably said that.
Less than half a mil. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's I mean, not telling them, I think, is okay. But once you start cashing the checks, and you're getting into some, if you just let them send the checks and don't do anything, I think you're fine.
It's totally illegal.
Okay. But I'm wondering if this is what happened. The family, let's say that they are not a well-to-do family, just for the sake of argument. Well, I have no idea. And so she dies, and that may have been the only income they had.
I'm with you.
And so now they've got a barrier or something. They've got to do something with her, and that costs money. And so the check comes, and, well, what are we going to do with this? Okay, well, then after you cash 2, 3, 4 checks, well, we're already into this.
I buried my aunt last night.
Yeah, we're already into this, so I guess we're already, you know, let's see how this goes.
Sorry about that.
He's not.
No, he's not.
Man, they had to be amazed that checks are still arriving.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's five decades.
Yeah, you know, she would have been somebody around the family would have to say, you know what, she's getting kind of old now. They might come asking. We better just say she's dead.
Yeah. No, say she's 113.
I think we can easily ride this till she's 120.
This dumbass would have kept her going for 140. You know, he would have. He wouldn't have cared. Our jerks are coming. She's 140. Yeah, that happened. That happened.
Well, hopefully at some point over the 50 years, he spent some of that money on flowers for her grave.
We talking to that dude Monday?
I haven't got a confirmation yet. Okay. Mr. Skin is on Monday.
Mr. Skin.
Waiting on a confirmation for Andrew Rannells.
Yeah, Omaha's own.
From Showtime's Black Monday.
Yeah, he's also
otherwise known as that dude.
Book of Mormon, too.
Book of Mormon's so funny.
He's an Omaha kid, man.
Yeah, yes, he is.
He's not a kid anymore. He's a grown man.
And that show is great.
He grew up here, and I read a story about him. And he was probably here as a kid when we were on the radio. So
probably.
I'm anxious to say he's very talented, very funny guy. That's all next week. Make sure you download the podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Available worldwide. Stream is to get a vaccine. Wear a mask when you have to.
Eat your beef.
And I'll go, Nick, tonight, the Dubliner in Omaha. Nick will be there, the Dubliner in Omaha.
8 p.m.
All right, yeah, 8 p.m.
25% off butt stuff.
All right. You're ready to pay up, huh?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.